to 5 feet with a dominant period of about 11 seconds. Four mile buoy right now, 83 degree water temperature, 3 feet at 13 seconds. 20 mile buoy was 84 degree water temperature, 5 feet at 11 seconds. And then the western edge of the Gulf Stream is currently 46 nautical miles due east of Ponce Inlet, 34 due east of Port Canaveral, 27 due east of Sebastian. Current surf temperatures look like this. Ponce Inlet, 79 degrees. It's dropping, Brian.
It's dropping.
We like that. Cocoa Beach is still at 84. I want it to get down to about 78. And Sebastian Inlet is 83. Tides at Port Canaveral, 9 a.m. high, 3:14 p.m. low, and 9:21 p.m. high again this evening. Sebastian, 9:10 a.m. low. I'm sorry, high. 3:19 p.m. low and 9:24 p.m. high. And the best times to get out there and do some fishing or hunting, presented by All About Archery. The minor this morning basically is right now. It's kind of ending right now. 7:57 to 8:57 a.m. But the minor this evening is going to be just after sunset, 7:37 to 8:37 p.m. And the major for the day, we were talking about this earlier, you know, after the full moon, Brian, right in the middle of the afternoon. 1:18 to 3:18 p.m. is our major for today. So, sometime between 1 p.m. and basically about dark,
it's going to be right.
It's going to be right, and things are going to start happening.
The bike might be right. Hopefully the weather will be.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that. Hey, gang, we're going to take our last break of the day. When we come back, last segment of Catch a Memory right after these messages, so don't go away.
Sunrise Marina Bait and Tackle Shop. They've been serving Brevard County anglers for over 25 years. Sunrise has all of the gear that you hardcore anglers need for a productive day on the water, and they've got frozen baits like ballyhoo, sardines, squid, and more. Plus, Sunrise Marina has a great selection of live baits, shrimp, pinfish, croakers, mud minnows, fiddler crabs, and a whole lot more. So if you're looking for tackle, rods and reels, boating accessories, fresh-made sandwiches, or your favorite beverages, Sunrise Marina has got everything for you, and you can ice it all down with some bagged or bulk ice at their convenient, trailer boat-friendly drive-thru. Sunrise Marina also stocks some really cool nautical gifts, as well as the performance clothing and casual clothing that anglers like you and me like to wear. Make sure you stop by Sunrise Marina before heading out before your next fishing adventure. They're easy to find right across the street from Grill's Restaurant at 505 Glen Cheek Drive in Port Canaveral. StarTron enzyme fuel treatment makes all engines run stronger, smoother, and helps them get better fuel economy. The enzymes in StarTron improve the quality of all fuels so engines start easier, even if they haven't been run for several months. Don't just stabilize your fuel, tune it with StarTron. StarTron enzyme fuel treatment can also be used in 2- and 4-stroke engines, trucks, lawnmowers, generators, motorcycles, four-wheelers, basically anything that runs on gas. You can also get StarTron diesel fuel treatment for your truck, boat, or tractor, or construction equipment. If you want to fuel more power, tune your fuel with StarTron.
Hey guys and gals, welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in every Saturday right here to Catch a Memory Outdoors. This segment of the show is brought to you by Strike Zone down in Melbourne. Stop in at Strike Zone, check out all the cool stuff that they've got. And remember, Christmas isn't that far away. It's just around the corner. So if you're looking for Christmas presents, you might want to start now. Strike Zone's a great place to get that for the fisherman or the hunter, because they've got some ammo and stuff, you know, in your life. So stop in a Strike Zone and check out what they've got going on down there. Captain Brian Pounds and myself, Jim Ross, in the studio. We're going to go to the phone lines. Captain Blair Wiggins, the Mogan Man, is on the line. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Oh, we're having fun, brother. We're having fun. So Brian comes in this morning and tells me that he just saw the show that we did down in the Keys, Catching Swordfish.
That was a really good show. That was awesome.
Thanks, man. That was a lot of fun to do down there. That was my first time doing a daytime swordfish. I've done it before. It was your first time too.
Time doing daytime as well. Yeah.
That was incredible. I just remember that guy was Sean was not bashful on the throttles that day.
No.
Not a bit.
Well, you're in 4 knots of current, you're in the stream, mm-hmm. You know, and he's driving the boat into the current,
How far offshore were you guys? Not that far.
What do you think we were, Blair? 20-something miles offshore? We were like 40 from Alamorada, but we went down towards Marathon.
Yeah, 27, something like that, right offshore. We were in 1,800 foot of water.
Yeah. So from Alamorada, we were basically kind of due south. We were more off of Marathon is where we were actually sword fishing, kind of North Marathon area. But 1,800 feet of water. How many feet? Like 3,200 feet of line or something?
Oh, yeah. It was over a mile line. It was crazy.
It was ridiculous how many, it was like crazy how much line we had out with, 10 or 12 pounds of lead hanging off the bottom of it.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like 10 pounds.
Yeah.
That thing, that reel was going and going, and Blair's like, I'm not touching anything with this amount of line out. I'm not touching it.
It's not going to be the one blame for
leaking. Yeah. That was cool.
I've heard the horror stories that you get thrown in the water and all that kind of stuff.
I'm gonna tell you, Blair, that was a great adventure that we got to go together on, and I look forward to doing many, many more adventures with you and Jeff and the rest of the gang. But, we had some of that for dinner Thursday night. So when we came back, we had some vacuum sealed some up, and so we had pulled a couple of pieces out, and we had it for dinner Thursday night with some cheese grits.
I was gonna say. Luckily, we did that the first day because we had $500 dinners every night for the nights we were down in the Keys.
I know. It's if you would have had to put a price tag on what we were eating,
that was incredible. Well, we got some more incredible food coming up here this month. Well, actually, October. This month's about done.
Yep. Last day of the month, coming into birthday month for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
Halloween. I get to celebrate for the whole month.
When's the big day?
The 8th.
The 8th.
Next Sunday. Yep, next Sunday.
Well, cool beans. Well, on the 27th, got to make the announcement here that the Clam Restoration Project is going to have another celebrity meet and greet bash type of a barbecue CCA type style banquet with everybody looking for Christmas presents and stuff. You can come bid on all kinds of nautical stuff for the house. And,
oh, that's a great idea, Blair. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have fishing trips from guides all around the state. And I got guides in Texas and Louisiana that are gonna give up some trips if you want to head out that way and do it. But everybody's behind the project of the clams and cleaning up the river, and it's working. And with what we got, we're going to announce here. And I'll let your listeners in on it. I think we talked about it once before, but it was basically your dream of dumping them off a C-130, and we had to downscale a little bit, but we got a big drone. We'll be able to release those, 350 to 500,000 clams in about 6 minutes at a time now. So
that's
our
awesome.
our new initiative that we're going to call it is the Billion Clam Initiative, and we're looking to do a billion clams.
So everybody out there that has a business or a service of some kind that is obviously interested in helping the lagoon system, you can donate a gift certificate, a whatever you want. That can
any goods and services,
anything that you want to, you want to donate will help the clam restoration project, because somebody can bid on that, and then that money is going to go directly into clams.
Yep, I get asked all the time, how can people help? And the physical part of it is physical for the people that are doing it, but we don't need that many people setting out clams, especially now with the drone. We need to be able to grow clams, because spreading them out is going to be like, carpet bombing, basically. We're gonna be able to spread them and basically give them an 8-month head start of what they would normally have to go through, in their normal lifespan out there. When they spawn, there's a little villager, the little larva, and everything eats them at that point until they get the hard shells and stuff quits eating them, and then, the bigger predators will start to feed on the clams. But what we're doing, we're taking them past that larva stage to, a good pea-sized clam where the predators aren't going to be able to eat
them. But they got a hard shell on them at that point.
Yep, and so that's going to give them an 8-month head start on what would have occurred naturally in the wild out there. So we're just giving them that head start.
So Brian, for those listeners out there that didn't know, I had, I don't know, what was it, 2-3 years ago, I had this dream, okay, that somebody hit the lottery, okay, just some guy, outdoorsman, guy like you and me, and he paid for a C-130, okay? We flew it. I'm in this dream, and I'm helping with it, and Blair's in the plane with me, and they've got the tailgate dropped on this thing,
mm-hmm.
and we've got this conveyor belt going out the back of it where we're just flying up and down the Indian River, and we're just dumping clams right. on this conveyor belt and carpet bombing the river, right? So Blair got together with some guys and came up with this idea, basically, instead of, you know, bigger clams, you know, half-inch or inch-size clams, at the size of a pea, they can now take this drone and basically it's a flying deer feeder.
Yeah.
It's a flying corn spreader.
Cool.
Except they're putting clams in it. So you got right. a flying deer feeder, and they can carpet bomb
yeah.
with GPS, you know, precise GPS spots. Yeah. They can carpet bomb an entire area and saturate that area. So at the size of a pea, it obviously you can get more out a
right.
whole lot quicker than
right.
you can by waiting until they're an inch long and dumping them out of a C-130, which obviously is
and having that spot with the GPS,
unrealistic. You can put them wherever you want.
What we're trying to do there is overcome all the predation that happens out there. And with doing it that way, you're just saturating the bottom out there, and there's not enough predators out there to eat all the clams
no.
you're putting out.
No. So with everybody's help, and I tell people, you know, they're like, hey, man, I've heard about this clam restoration thing. Is it really working? And I'm like, dude, in the areas where I see the clams have been put out, the water quality is better. I see more redfish. I see more trout. I see more things that I'm personally interested in targeting mm-hmm. hanging around these, you know, these clam beds. So if we can go out there and carpet bomb the place, mm-hmm. obviously that's going to be a benefit to the water, period.
Right.
It's going to help clean the water. But $20, if you do the math on this, $20 gets you 200 clams. 200 clams by the time that they grow to full size filter over 1 million gallons of water. So if you think of turning a $20 bill into 1 million gallons of filtered water a year, man, I mean, it's really inexpensive way to do it. Blair, if you on the 27th, starting mm-hmm. at 5:00, people can get involved with this, but anybody that wants to get involved with it to try and donate something to the project, how do they get a hold of you?
Go to the Facebook page or to the Indian River Clam Restoration Project.org. Don't forget the .org, not .com page.
Okay.
And they can get in touch with my wife, Carrie. There's a phone number on there. You can call, and she would be glad to take your information, and especially some product we can make some money with.
All right, buddy. We appreciate the call and heads up this morning, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it. Even if you're not the business owner, you know, if you know somebody, say, hey, would you like to donate? You know, you can ask anybody that has a business out there. I mean, it's everything and every penny helps get us a clam back in the water. So anything anybody can do out there would be beneficial and very, very grateful.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you on the water.
You appreciate too. It.
Yes, sir.
Brian, I appreciate you coming in. How does somebody get a hold of you if they want to?
Yeah, give me a call, 407-702-3643. Facebook, you can find me, IANBRIAN Pounds,
P-U-N-D-S. Mosquito Lagoon, Ponce Inlet, you got it covered,
yeah,
brother.
And Fort Pierce, that's coming up soon.
Yeah.
And my website is southernfishingchartersfl.com.
Awesome. Well, guys and gals, for Brian Pounds and myself, Jim Ross, until next week, do exactly what we're going to do. Go out there and catch yourselves a memory.